Welcome to EMB's podcast. Well, we don't know what's gonna happen, but what we do know is that's gonna be pretty dang interesting. I mean, Halloween's coming up. Lots of other things are coming. You know, one of the most exciting times of the year. Possibly my most favorite holiday. But let's hope this goes good. Let's hope this goes pretty interesting. Well, we're gonna try to do some spooky themed kind of thing. You know? I mean, it's obviously gonna be hard to make a spooky themed video. But, you know, we can go through different creepy music or something like that. You know, I'll try to be as creepy as I can for the soul of this podcast kind of thing. So I got a new mic. It's a little baby mic. It's pretty nice. It's pretty nice. You probably get it at like your local Five Below. You know. I mean, pretty interesting stuff could happen. Pretty boring stuff could happen. I mean, you never know. But we could try to set up all different kinds of things, you know? So, this is not necessarily today. I kind of want to get through lots of different things. I kind of want to explain, like, what this is about. I'm pretty sure I've done it before, but I kind of want to... I really want to let you know what it really is. So, throughout this whole thing, I'm going to be trying to play creepy music in the background because it's going to be a spooky episode. I know we kind of started off not as creepy as it could be with a Monster Mash, but, you know, you never know, like, let's try. So, yeah. So, let's try to play some creepy stuff. Let's try to, you know, get into the spirit of Halloween. You know, we'll talk about the different things that they're trying to change for Halloween. Places where they don't want stuff to happen. You know, we could read one of these. We could read one of these spooky stories. You know, like, let's read this. I was a freshman in high school at my hometown of La Crosse, Wisconsin. I was sleeping over at my friend Tom's house. We were watching a movie in his living room when suddenly got a phone call. I was watching him listening to the phone call. What was said being said to the other line, I watched as emotion poured out of his face and threw the phone across the room. After moments of crying, he told me that the boy at my school had committed suicide. Now I knew this boy only could see through him in the halls. My friend Tom and I didn't go to the same high school, but Tom had gone to the middle school with this boy. apparently Tom bullied him during those years. He wasn't proud of it, and to be honest, I was pretty surprised because he was a great guy. Okay, so just starting something off like that, you know, that's already kind of sad. That'd be kind of scary, thinking about the fact that you bullied someone and then that just happened. You know, just think about that. That'd be so scary. You know, that'd make you so almost like you felt like you killed him. You know, it puts you in that situation where it's scary or sad that he did that, and it's possible that it could be because of you. Now just imagine that. That would be terrible if something felt like that, you know, put in that situation. Okay, let's get back into it. Normally, we'd go walk through the big cemetery that was near our house. It was behind the train track and still run through. Across to this day, we loved the danger of the cemetery, the scares. We were kids. It was the rite of a passage. As we walked along the train tracks leading to the cemetery, we stopped, turned around, and decided to head down a nearby street. You see, that's already scary. Just think about that. So let's you know, that's already scary or suspenseful, thinking about something like that. But let me just tell you this, that this episode is going to be a very short episode, you know. You know, I decided that I'm going to try to switch up the stories a little bit. You know, you might notice a slight cutscene in this. But, you know, let's get this started. Okay. You know, just let me catch my breath for a minute. During the Great Depression of the 1930s, government agencies sponsored programs designed to put more people back to work. The Library of Congress hired hundreds of unemployed writers to interview and record the life stories of former slaves. The result of the project was 10,000-page type manuscript of folk histories, vividly retold by African Americans who had lived under the tyranny of slavery. The personal accounts and collection, known simply as the slave narratives, sometimes humorous, sometimes angry, sometimes chilling, mysterious. The following poem is based on an actual slave narrative. You ask how you all got free from President Lincoln? Sign the paper. Write this, what I tell you. Be careful, Master. Eat Willie May. I, Aegis, Master's driver. I, H's, master of the whip, got power. Hear it crack. Hear it pop. Can pluck a rose off of its stem. Never once disturbing a petal. And I snap a moth in two. While it's still on the wing, pick a fly of a muscles of a mule's ear. It never ruffled a hair. One day, Massa say, Ajak, see the hornet nest over there? Snatch it off the tree. I say, no, sir, not that. I can't do it. But some things just ain't wise to do. Massa asks, why not? I'll come back with them hornets be trouble they organized. Tried to warn old Massa, but he never once listened. He a poor old man who marry money. Money prove him a fool. A mean fool. Massa turned out Papa Sims. He too old to pick cotton no more use. Be careful, Massa. Beat Lily May. Sell Sally away from her husband Lee. See her no more. Watch out, Massa. Slap cook. No reason, just wanted to and did. Then Massa bring trouble to his own front door. He make a promise to free Corbel, the Congo woman. He not to do it. Big mistake, Massa. Just wouldn't heed a warning. So that when the lilacs bloom, Massa be missing a button off of his coat. Never mind, huh? Deep in the night, you hear the music, long frame dancing, chanting, digging a grave with words, old words, powerful words. We pin Massa's black button to the shawl, doll, hang it, sycamore tree spinning, clapping, calling the names of his ancestors. Old names, powerful names. 3 days dancing in the dark, 3 days chanting till dawn. Way in the night, Massa hear the music in his head. He whispered words in a long refrain, and he comes screaming, Lord, Lord! But it's too late. Come harvest time, Massa be low sick near about wasted tawa. All the mean gone out of him. Massa call us to him. He freed the Congo woman. He free everybody. Glad to be rid of us. Wrote out their free papers right now. Then he turned to me. He said, Ajak, get gone. He didn't have to say it. Now you've asked me how we all got free from Massa Lincoln. Sign the papers. Take heed. Like these hornets, we organized. As you can see, I mean, it's kind of like, what do you know? What are you gonna do? You know, that's a very interesting story. You know, it can mean a lot of different things that we never really thought about. But, you know, to leave on that note, you know, I said I was gonna try to make it as creepy as I could, but you know, you never know. So, thought might as well try that. You know, so. We can try to do just about anything. Doesn't necessarily mean it's gonna work. Let's try this. Thank you. You know, I really like that. That's actually a really good song, you know? I like it. Well, see you guys later. That's actually pretty interesting. Why I was playing that, showing you other song, I was trying to pull up something else. You know, I'm thinking about making my own outro, and I was thinking about making it something like that. You know, I kind of want to expand this as much as I can, make it as interesting as I can, just for you guys. You know, I'm just kind of doing this for fun. You know, I think I'm getting better and better. I've been a little bit lazy. Well, you guys already know what this is. I don't have to tell you what it is. Just listen. Yeah, that's it. Bye from EMB's podcast.